What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Investors Herald Podcast 1. Today, we're going to talk about the dip. You know, these past couple days, the market took a beating. It went down about 1,200 points. People were scared. As we know, the market's a gauge of fear. And when fear creeps into the market, people take their money out. They want safe investments. They want their money back under their mattress. They want to touch it. They want to feel it. They want to see it again before it goes to nothing. And I don't blame them. So what happens, you had all this money rotating out of these high-flying companies or these tech companies. You have your Salesforce, your HubSpots, your Apples, your Facebooks, big names that have gone up 50 to 70% this year. And what happens is that's the first position that people trim. They're up so much, they want to take money back, and the market rotates. So what do they go into? Well, historically, people go into companies that have high dividends or insured yearly income. You have your companies such as your AT&T, your GE, your utility companies, your Emerson Electrics, ConocoPhillips, Marathon Petroleum, companies like that. Now, what really caused this dip is very important for us to understand. In my opinion, it was caused by this spike in interest rates. Now, what happened? We were lucky. We used to have Janet Yellen, who was very kind of wait and see how things go approach. She would tick the interest rates a little bit, watch the market correct, and then make an opinion from there. Now, Jerome Powell is a little more aggressive with hiking the interest rates. He's kind of just slamming them up. I mean, not drastically, but he's raising the rates, and the market's not really getting a chance to balance. So what's happening is it's going through these periods of almost getting zapped. And this was an instance of when the market zapped. So what do you do? I've gotten multiple texts saying, what's going on? What's going on? I'm losing money. I get it. Everyone's losing money. It's very hard to make money in this environment right now. Well, here's what you do. You stay calm. You remain patient. And just a reminder, you shouldn't have been fully invested in the market in the first place. My general rule of thumb, well, I'm young, so I like to keep 80% in the market and 20% on the sidelines. So what happens is if you're 100% in the market, the market goes down 20%, you have no money to cost average or buy more stock when the market's down to get a share price at a lower price. For instance, just using easy numbers here. Say you had 10 shares of Apple at $200 a share. Apple goes down to 160. What you do, theoretically, is you're supposed to buy 10 more shares at $160. Now your average cost of Apple is $180, which is much better than your $200. So you just cost average down. And if it's a great company, if you believe in it, it will rotate and it will come around. So what I recommend to people is to keep money on the sidelines. And if you don't have any money on the sidelines, free some up, maybe 15, 20%, 30%. Depending on how the market goes, and you get steals. Almost like you're walking into a thrift shop and you find a brand new Adidas polo that went for $100 or even like $20 and now it's $10. And you're like, wow, this is a bargain. You should be excited. You should be excited that you could get a company like Carvana for $40 instead of $60. Or a high-flying tech company like SendGrid for $28 instead of $35. So these are your discounts. Now be happy. Don't say, oh, they're down, they're bad companies. No, that's not true. They're not bad companies. Nothing's changed in the company. The only thing that's changed is you're buying it at a more attractive price. So keep an eye out. Stay patient. Stay true to your own strategy and go from there and adapt. Don't just stay stuck in a downward company. Look elsewhere for opportunities. Stay patient. And thank you for tuning in to episode 1 of the Investors Herald. We're hoping to do more. We're hoping to do at least one a day. Short tidbits. Stay tuned.